TheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheTheThe Planning and Zoning Commission met last night by the new Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat Leroux. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you. I'm doing well.
How'd your first meeting as the man in charge? How'd that go last night?
It went swimmingly, and it probably had nothing to do with me, but it was we had a good meeting last night.
All right, you had the biggest picture on the Zoom though, didn't you?
I don't know how it goes in the pecking order, but maybe. Yeah.
All right. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Sure. So we had a short-ish meeting for our standards. So we started off with the text amendment for landscape regs. Which is the second go-around or second read-through that the commission did on the proposal. This has been a cooperative effort for a couple years now out of the POCD, revamping the town's landscaping requirements so that it works a little bit more for a couple benefits, ecological, you know, stormwater, and also screening. The old ones were just antiquated, and it was brought to our attention that we needed to work on them. So we've had a task force for a while. This is the fruits of that labor, and the commission adopted that last night. Those will go into effect in about a week. The second item on the agenda was 220 Davis Ave. It's a multifamily house that's been before the commission, or been discussed but not before the commission a few times. They left the item open to address some outstanding issues regarding the sewer easement on the property and structures that they're looking to put near it. Next item was 1 Binney Lane. This is a sort of an altruistic application. Property owner there in Old Greenwich wanted to create an open space parcel out of the family estate before they sold it. They were trying to think of creative ways to do it. Ultimately, they settled on a re-subdivision application to create one parcel for the house and one parcel that will be in perpetuity open, and the commission unanimously adopted that. We moved on to 12 Grigg Street, which was two applications. One was a rezoning into the historic overlay zone, and the other was the site plan special permit associated with it. This is the house that's right, the first one on the right when you come down by Diane's Books on Grigg Street in downtown Greenwich. Property owner there wants to restore the building and bring it to its former glory. It's a 1900 building, sort of replicating the historic structures on Grigg Street that are already there. The commission was very much in favor of this. The HO protects the continuity of the street, also allows the applicant to have a little less parking, and you know, given that these houses were built before cars even were in vogue. So that was approved, the overlay and the site plan special permit. Burring Hill was postponed to a later meeting. And then the two big items that we had that are pre-applications, which is our non-binding discussion, is 200 Pemberwick and Zero Comley, and also 1165 King Street. Those are both 830G or affordable housing proposals under the state statutes. 200 Pemberwick is about a 220 unit project that's looking to build a new building on Comley Ave. It's a parcel that's bifurcated by the Byram River, and renovate the existing mill buildings at 200. We had a very lively and thorough discussion about all the concerns the neighborhood has, and the commission also shared regarding environmental issues, flooding, traffic, the number of units, community character. So that took up the majority of the meeting, and I want to thank everybody who came out and spoke. It was well represented and well discussed, and I think the applicant got a good feel of what next steps would be if they decided to come in with a real application and present something back to the commission. The other item, 1165, is King Street is the Greenwich Woods property. It is not the nursing home facility. It's the assisted living facility there on King Street. They're looking to tear down that building and build a new 213-unit affordable housing project over on that 15-acre parcel off King Street. The commission had some concerns that they're looking to actually move some non-functioning or poor-functioning wetlands. The building is rather large, obviously, given its 213 units. So the commission gave the applicant a lot to feast on regarding next steps and some things that they would like to see done to improve the design if they came back again as a real application, since this is currently a pre-app.
All right. And, Pat, what's kind of the, if you use an antiquated term, a scuttlebutt on the commission? You have the two you mentioned last night, the pre-applications, apparently one near the library, also another affordable housing project, a plan or application. What's kind of the scuttlebutt about all these plans here?
I don't know why they're coming sort of ahead right now. I mean, obviously, we had a really good environment for development in the last two or three years, but that seemed to have changed. I thought we may have gotten a little bit of a different outlook on development potential, but I guess some of these projects had a good foresight and are looking to invest in Greenwich again. So we have quite a few. It's not it ebbs and flows, so it's not atypical, but it's definitely right now we've got a few in the prospective phase, so the commission does a great job of, you know, outlining what the desires are of the town, what they think the obligation of a developer would be if they wanted to do something that's outside the regulations under the state statute. So we're going to take them one at a time, and hopefully we get some meeting of the minds and some, you know, if things are going to go forward, they're going to be the good projects and not the ones that do any, you know, irreparable harm.
All right. And then P&Z's meeting again tonight. And this is about that big project, the old American Can site, right?
Right. So the people who own the American Can building way up in North West Greenwich are looking to utilize the property that they have. It's a lot of acreage up there. It's really only a few buildings and a large sort of 70s-style corporate headquarters. And they're looking to build about 300 units out there, but as attached townhouses, sort of lower scale, not high-rise, but at a large, you know, obviously a large number. And the commission and the applicant have been talking. This would be the third time they've been discussing ideas. The applicant is leaning towards a text amendment to allow the development and not, doesn't seem interested in doing affordable here. So this would not be an 830G if presented to the commission as a text amendment. It would be a conforming zoning application. So the commission just, because it's a lot of nitty-gritty, they just wanted to have a separate time without the interference of other applications to talk to the applicant, hopefully for the last time before they make final decisions about the direction they want to go. So that will be today, 5 o'clock, one item, and hopefully, you know, not too long, but, you know, it'll be one topic, Charlie.
All right. And then after today, when's next meeting? Anything pre-looking at on the
sure.
On the agenda?
So next meeting will be the 24th. And some of the things that are coming back is the train station downtown Greenwich, the renovation proposed over there, and also a 830G application that was discussed in the end of December at 15 Grand Street, which is also known as 177 Ham Ave. It's about a 10-unit project there. This one's coming back after just to address issues that were left open at a prior meeting. We have a couple pre-apps that are of interest, one being 11 Sherwood Ave. This is a sort of a combination proposal for conservation zone and historic overlay. This is up in off of between Riversville and King Street, that Sherwood, not downtown Sherwood. And they want to do like 11 detached units. It's sort of similar to what the Chieftain's property is, with a historic building and a number of units built on a large property. And then the other item that's coming in that's probably of great public interest is the Cobb Library is looking to do expansions and renovation work on their property in Cobb, and they're going to have a pre-app to start that discussion with the commission on the 24th.
Fantastic. All right, Pat, good job. Thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. That's Pat LaRoe, the Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, and thanks.